I hope you enjoy hearing from the Pittsburgh Project teenagers as they come forward.
Hi, my name is Emily Brown, and over the summer, I had the wonderful opportunity to go to the Pittsburgh Project with the junior high and senior high students. I met a lot of amazing people that love God and met two outstanding homeowners. My first week going to the Pittsburgh Project was a lot of fun. We got to help serve a lot of people in need, but most importantly, we serve God. I heard so many great stories of the Pittsburgh Project and found many great things. My first week at the Pittsburgh Project, we were fixing my homeowner's wall, and inside it, we found that the insulation was newspaper from 1943, which I thought was pretty cool. But what really touched me that week was that my homeowner had a grandson that was 12 years old, and we were running behind schedule on the last day, and he saw that and was courageous enough to step up and help us finish our work. And let me tell you, I was on Dave Johnson's team, and if you know Dave, you're going to have a good amount of work to do. For example, that week we got the opportunity to clean out a sewage pipe in my homeowner's basement, build and paint a railing for her, fix her steps outside, which involved using concrete and mortar, do some weeding, paint a fence, and most importantly, help a wonderful lady have a safer home. My favorite night that week was homeowner night because you got to spend time with your homeowners and talk to them. I have to say my not-so-favorite thing about that week was the heat wave. That was just brutal. My second week at the Pittsburgh Project was also amazing because I met even more people that love God just as much as me. My homeowner the second week was the nicest lady I've ever met. If you didn't know how to do something, she would step right in and do it for you. For example, we had to break down a pile of rocks and dirt, and we had a lot of trouble doing that. So my homeowner decided to grab a pickaxe and do it for us. We also had to build some steps leading from our basement to the first floor. And this house means a lot to her because she grew up in the house, but she moved out years ago and recently came back and saw that her brother had completely destroyed the house, which devastated her because it had all her childhood memories there. So she was fortunate enough to have the Pittsburgh Project work on her house the whole summer long. And what I mean by she was the nicest lady ever was she kept saying that when she dies, she will write in her will that she would give the Pittsburgh Project her home, which is very generous. I had the pleasure to work on her bedroom that week and got to do a lot of painting and getting her bed put together. She was also married but could not stop talking about how happy she was about getting her divorce. Every day we got to her house, she would be so excited saying, "I'm getting my divorce this Saturday," which just cracked our group up. Again, my favorite day that week was homeowner's night. And let me tell you, my homeowner the second week loved her fried chicken. We asked her the first day if she would be able to make it to homeowner's night, and she said, "Are you kidding me? I'm not missing out on my fried chicken." I had two amazing groups each week at the Pittsburgh Project, and they were all very helpful, and we got a lot done. It was a wonderful opportunity to go to the Pittsburgh Project, and I thank you, God, for making it able for me to go there not once but twice. I will never forget the Pittsburgh Project, and I cannot wait to go back next year.
Hi, my name is Hope Casale, and last year my brother went to the Pittsburgh Project with our church for about a week. When he came back, he said that he had so much fun and can't wait till next year. That's when I started to really want to go to the Pittsburgh Project. After the first meeting, I didn't have a partner to go with, but then Jamie paired me up with two girls that I didn't really know. But after the Pittsburgh Project, we became pretty close friends. I was kind of nervous at first because I'd never been away from my family that long before. After a couple weeks came the day that we had to drive to Pittsburgh. It's kind of hard to say goodbye to your family just thinking about how much they'll miss you and how much you'll miss them. The car ride was long, about 9 to 10 hours, but it's a good time for rest. Once we got up to the actual Pittsburgh Project, we were assigned a group and a homeowner. My homeowner was so nice to our group, always offering us a snack or a drink. We had to help our homeowner knock down a retaining wall and then rebuild it because it was very unstable. My favorite part about the Pittsburgh Project was when at nights we sang all these really great songs and watched funny skits. I loved everything about the Pittsburgh Project, like making all new friends I made, my leaders, the counselors, and much more. I can't wait to go back next year.
Good morning. My name is Lydia Nathans, and my partner was Emily Brown when she was on the senior high trip, so I promise I'm not being repetitive, but we kind of had the same experience. This past summer was my fifth summer at the Pittsburgh Project. Out of all of my trips there, I have to say that this year was the most memorable and had the most effect on me. My homeowner's name was Miss Corinne, but if you called her that, she would tell you to just call her Corinne, and you would just do it. She is one of the most amazing women I ever met. On the first day of work, we had to break up a huge pile of rocks, and she, as Emily said, took a pickaxe and said, "Watch out, baby, get out of the way," and she got this. She is currently living in the house that she was born in. After her mother died, her brother took out his anger on her house with a sledgehammer, which destroyed the house. It was also abandoned for several years after that, so the condition got worse. When we arrived, we had to build stairs from her basement to the main floor so she could have access to that part of the house. She was sleeping in her family room on the couch because she didn't have a bed of her own. She also did not have any electricity in the majority of her house. Her house was by far the worst condition I have ever seen, but I have to remind myself that was still the fifth week that someone from the project has come, so it was significantly worse. Later throughout the week, I found out that before the Pittsburgh Project, she had no hot water, very little running water. She also had to go to her neighbor's house to use the shower and the toilet because she did not have those working. By the end of the week, we had fixed up her bedroom and gave her a bed of her own. We fixed up her kitchen, and now she has a working shower, toilet, and sink. This year had the most effect on me, especially when I got home. I was able to drop all my stuff in my room and go take a nice long hot shower, and then it really hit me. How come there are people who don't have the simple things that we take for advantage, like a hot shower? I don't understand why this happens to people. It makes me so sad that only a few months ago, Corinne did not have much, but then she always remained positive, always telling herself that no matter what God threw her, she can get through it. I think of her often and wonder how her life is now. It is because of her and her faith in God that has changed my outlook on life and that I really shouldn't complain about simple things. So when people ask me how this experience has changed my life, I think of Corinne and I remember how she said, "Thank you, baby, for being here." And I can't think of a more perfect story to tell than Corinne's, which truly changed my life. I can't wait to go back to the Pittsburgh Project next year and have another wonderful time with a wonderful group and homeowner.
Good morning. My name is Kayla Pace, and I'm a senior at James Caldwell High School. I've been going to the Pittsburgh Project for summer and fall trips in seventh grade, adding up to a total of 9 times now. You would think that going back to the same place to do the same thing over and over again would get boring, but I cannot stand the thought of possibly having only one trip left. The Pittsburgh Project has completely transformed my life, and I can honestly say that I became the person I am today from the growing experiences I've had in my favorite city. This mission trip is a journey like no other. Spending a week helping a vulnerable homeowner seeking help from God opens doors to learning about yourself and forming the deepest bonds with people you have known for years and perfect strangers alike. Every year brings on something new and exciting that changes the way the week will affect you. Every individual on the trip makes an impact because the only time you will ever all be together is in Pittsburgh. Every moment counts when you are part of the group, and the memories I've made with these incredible people are some of the best I've made in my high school years. My project this year was demolition and reconstruction of a retaining wall, painting various windows, and filling holes in the roof of Miss Toni Taylor, a former Pittsburgh cop who was forced to retire due to a hip injury. Miss Taylor was the grandmother of the block. The neighborhood kids frequently played in her yard, and the adults spent ample time in her house laughing together and keeping her company. She enjoyed sitting out in her front porch swing, scolding kids walking down the street for foul language and bad behavior. She was a sweet, loving old woman, but the toughest lady I've ever met. Her house was absolutely incredible, a beautiful place that I myself would have loved to live in before age and lack of repairs caught up with it. I was grouped with my two closest friends on the trip, Louise and Allison, and a group from Assumption, Illinois, a tiny town near the city of Decatur where the group frequently did mission work prior to the Pittsburgh Project. We all hit it off on the first day, joking about taking our anger out on the retaining wall and telling each other about our lives back home. It always amazes me to meet people like Michaela, a girl in our group who had been adopted and since then lost an adoptive parent and watched her only brother go to jail. Then there was a boy named Ryan, who we affectionately called Cooksie, who had lost his mother right before his high school graduation and instead of going away to school, had to work at home to support his family. The third member of our group was Katie, who lived with her uncle because her parents couldn't afford to support her along with her 8 siblings. The fact that kids from such difficult situations at home would take the time to leave their hometowns and serve others truly embodies the spirit of the Pittsburgh Project, and also makes it easy to see how this trip has influenced me so greatly. Hearing the struggles of the people I worked with made me realize how foolish my worries are. As a camper, you run into people like this every year, each person with their own stories that have made them stronger. As Christians that are willing to listen, we make each other stronger. I am still in contact with the members of my work group from this year and years past, because the bonds formed at work camp are much more powerful than friends from school, sports, or anywhere else. This year, I was also thrown out of my comfort zone in a new way. This is my first trip without my work partner, Peter Schultz, and I was the oldest girl from our church that went. All of my years going to Pittsburgh, I have been notorious for hanging out with the older kids, so I was unsure how this week would be without all of the people I'd become so close with. As it turns out, the underclassmen proved to be an equally good time, and it was fun to finally be the one that the other girls looked up to. Despite all that I've already mentioned, I have yet to talk about my favorite part of this year's trip. For years, I've been begging my younger sister, Kristen, to come to Pittsburgh, telling her stories of the amazing times I've had there. But she never seemed truly impressed by anything that I said, and I insisted year after year that you have to experience it to really understand it. Finally, Kristen signed up and went on the trip this summer, and it was an awesome experience to see Kristen, like so many others, transform from going to Pittsburgh to be able to put in on her college application to thoroughly enjoying the trip and genuinely looking forward to the next year of service. Hearing her admit I was right, which does not happen a lot, and that Pittsburgh is actually a life-altering trip that can only be understood by experiencing it, was the most satisfying achievement I have made as a Pittsburgh camper. I look forward to my final summer trip in July. I am positive that it'll be one to remember.
Hello, my name is Kyle Elphick, and I am a junior at James Coble High School. This summer, I spent a week at the Pittsburgh Project on the annual senior high trip. Of course, this week, for many reasons, stands consistently among my favorite of the summer and even of the entire year. But beyond the obvious great times that are synonymous with this week of service comes a theme, a purpose, and a message that is not just applicable during the aforementioned week, but in everyday life as a Christian. Over the course of the week, the speaker who gave sermons at Club, Pittsburgh's fun and interactive nightly worship service, Matt Belge, hammered the biblical truth into our heads that God knit each of us together in our mother's womb. Less poetically speaking, God himself handcrafted every person and made them special and his own. Of course, such a grand and extraordinary idea seems like something that could go to one's head. But Matt would always add the catch that this concept was the truth about every single person in the world. Your best friend, your worst enemy, and especially the people on this project whose houses we were working on, the homeowners. The concept that God created all people with love, care, and devotion, and that everyone deserves that same love, care, and devotion from one another, was easily the key theme of the project this year. And, of course, this essential Christian lesson was best learned in the house of the homeowner who me and fellow Pittsburgh Project attendees Spencer Wilgus and Nikki Barone worked on over the course of the five-day work week. Unique was the name of the single mother who owned the home. Her house was filled with loud, upbeat music and many, many children. Some were her own, and some she was graciously helping to take care of for a family member. It was her, and specifically her children, who very quickly symbolized the concept of equality in the creation by the hand of God. The hospitality and pleasant attitudes that are usually expected of any inspiring Pittsburgh homeowner were there, but more special to me than these qualities were Unique's children's desire to help with our work. Whether it be tearing down a ceiling, putting yellow foam insulation in a newly installed door, or ripping up flooring tile, these kids could not get enough with helping. They wanted to be a part of the process of making their home beautiful again, the process of making it a beneficial environment for them to grow up in. No child symbolized the strive to be of assistance more than Unique's oldest but still young son, Judah. Judah shared with his siblings and relatives the desire to always help, and would often surpass the lot of them in his devotion and tenacity. But even more inspiring than this was his fascination in performing and visual art, both of which he was notably excellent at. On one occasion, Spencer, Nikki, and I were serenaded by Judah in the form of an impressive rendition of Bruno Mars's Grenade. A time that his art skills truly stuck with me was near the end of our week. Judah had a unique skill of being able to write and draw beautifully with the straight and pressurized stream of water that comes out of a water gun. With his water gun, he would often write out surprisingly complicated pictures in words that would soon evaporate in the Pittsburgh sun. One time, though, completely out of the blue and with no prompting, and not in the view of his mom or any authoritative adult, Judah simply wrote the phrase, "Thanks, guys," on the hot pavement. I was touched extremely by this, by the action on the surface, but even more so by the meaning behind it lurking underneath. I don't believe anything is more meaningful than being genuinely thanked by a child. Young children are not yet consumed by the expectations of society. What children do are not yet controlled by the expectations of a given social situation. Judah was not acting by any sort of artificial force, but simple gratitude. I am honored that my work stirred such a feeling in him and that I got to do the work of God for the benefit of him and his family. Judah, Unique, and every other member of their family deserve a home that they can be proud of. They deserve to live in a home that meets their needs, a home that does not bring them shame, but pride. They too were designed and created by the actions of God himself. They deserve all the happiness that we, with the luck to live in a more privileged area of the world, feel in our lives every day. Through the noble work of the project, we get closer to making this goal of universal equality in happiness a reality. Thank you.
During the course of the summer, there were 47 students, four students who were able to go twice to the Pittsburgh Project. And for those of us who were the counselors, we were blessed by being able to be with them. But if you were to ask each one of these students, they would have their own story that they could tell you of the experience that they had at the Pittsburgh Project and how it changed their lives. Thank you guys for sharing this morning, and let us join together in hymn 2172, which is We Are Called.